This summer, American doctor Ian Crozier volunteered to help treat Ebola patients in Sierra Leone. The decision nearly cost him his life. He was medevaced to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta in September. Doctors there say he was the sickest Ebola patient they'd treated. Crozier survived and was eventually released from Emory Hospital. NPR's Jason Beaubien shares his story.
When Dr. Ian Crozier arrived in Sierra Leone this past summer, he was stepping into the epicenter of the Ebola hot zone. He was working on the Ebola ward of a large public hospital in the dusty city of Kenema.
I think most of us who have spent any time on the isolation wards behind the curtain anywhere in the region would say that nothing really prepares you for the realities of treating patients back there.
The Ebola ward was overflowing with sick, dying, and dead patients. At the same time, staff were getting infected at an alarming rate. Patients were throwing up on the floor, bedpans couldn't get emptied fast enough, and Crozier says the virus behaved unlike any other he'd seen before.
The best word I can think of is aggression.
The disease comes on with a fever spike and then doubles the patient over with vomiting and diarrhea. And he says Ebola robs people of their dignity. Patients become so weak that they can't lift themselves out of the bed, and they're left lying in their own stool and vomit.
And then often shortly after that, a particularly ominous predictor of death, at least in my experience, is that patients become somewhat vacant. And this can range from mild confusion all the way to delirium. And so many patients on the ward are out of their minds, in a sense.
Crozier landed at the Kenema Government Hospital at a time when the facility was on the verge of collapse. The lead doctor at the hospital had just died of Ebola. Several nurses had also succumbed to the disease. The number of new patients was increasing by the day, but many staff were too afraid to show up for work. Soon after Crozier's arrival, Ebola struck the head nurse, Nancy Yoko.
She really was the glue that kept a group of nurses who were struggling to deal with the deaths of many of their colleagues together. And she was exhausted. She had been there for months and months.
After having relied on her to help keep the ward running, Crozier then had to admit Yoko to the ward.
And cared for her as she deteriorated, and then mourned with the rest of our staff when she died.
Things got so bad on that ward that eventually it was completely shut down. The government would start a new Ebola isolation unit in tents outside the Kenema Hospital. Not before Crozier also got infected. He still doesn't know how that happened. He just remembers the onset of the symptoms.
I was on the wards rounding that morning and developed fever and a severe headache. And my first thought was, I must have missed a few days in my malaria prophylaxis. And I sort of locked onto that. But obviously quickly I boarded my rounds and I notified the team and then quickly isolated myself in my hotel room.
A day and a half later, he was medevaced to Atlanta and admitted to Emory University Hospital's isolation unit. Although he walked into Emory, Crozier's condition went downhill fast. He doesn't remember what happened after stepping through the doors of that hospital.
When Ian arrived at Emory, he sort of seemed to still be in Sierra Leone and think he was still in Sierra Leone.
Dr. Colleen Kraft was part of the team at Emory that treated Crozier. Crozier was the third Ebola patient ever treated at Emory, and he would become the sickest. Within 5 days, he was on life support, and Dr. Kraft says it was unclear even if he was going to make it.
He was on dialysis. His kidneys had failed. He was on mechanical ventilation, and because of his confusion early on, we weren't sure about his neurologic status. He also had a very severe hepatitis. So right there, you have many organs that have failed.
That's obviously a difficult thing for me to think and to talk about. The reality is, had I not been evacuated, I would have been dead a week later.
The doctors at Emory, however, did manage to keep him alive, even as Ebola wreaked havoc inside his body. He was given an experimental Ebola drug and a blood plasma transfusion from an Ebola survivor. It was while he was on life support that his illness finally turned the corner. His immune system started making antibodies to kill the virus. Rather than going up, his viral load started to go down. And 40 days after he walked into Emory, Ian Crozier walked out Ebola-free. He's incredibly thankful to the staff at Emory who cared for him and the State Department for jetting him out of Africa. But he also is very aware that he was lucky. And many of his patients back in Sierra Leone, well, they aren't so lucky.
Do I wish that my patients that I'd been with just a few days before had access to that type of critical care? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Crozier was released from Emory on October 19th. He's still recuperating from the near-fatal illness, but he hopes eventually to be able to go back to West Africa and to treat Ebola patients.
I think I have a new understanding of what it's like to be an Ebola patient, and that'll be a gift in thinking about not just the technical aspects of people's care, but how to lend them some dignity in those isolation wards.
Like many other Ebola survivors, Crozier still suffers from extreme fatigue, and he has some swelling that's causing ongoing eye problems. His doctors at Emory say they simply don't know how long it will take for him to make a full recovery, but they're confident that he will. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.